Software localization refers to targeting a particular market by presenting a software application in the language of the target locale. For instance, software publishers in the United States will generally write their applications in English. If they publish a word processor, then only English speakers will be able to use it. To make it usable in another location where English is not the preferred language, such as Japan, the publisher must localize the word processor to Japanese. Localization is usually required when the market for a particular application extends beyond the borders of the publisher country, or when the publisher wishes to tap a lucrative international market. Software localization can take place at two times in the life cycle of a product. It can occur before the initial offering of the software into any market, or it can occur when the market has already accepted the software, and the publisher is ready to expand its offering into another. Although the former situation is preferable, the latter situation is more common, because of cost concerns. Let us consider the situation where English-speaking programmers write the software application. For localization purposes, we can divide the software into two parts: the coding instructions which make the software work and the user interface, which is what the customer sees. The code for opening a file could be a set of instructions called perform file open. On the computer screen, the customer would see the command, in English, file open. However, the publisher decides to invest in localization from the very beginning, anticipating an eventual international offering. In this case, the programmer does not put file open into the user interface, but a placeholder, that she could name placeholder file open. Using this technique, nothing in the user interface appears in English. Each word group has a unique placeholder. For a large application, there can be hundreds of placeholders or more. When the customer runs the application, the software senses from the operating system whether the customer runs the application in an English environment, or some other locale, such as Japanese. After sensing the locale, the software dynamically substitutes entries from a table into the placeholders. If a customer runs the software in an English environment, the application inserts the English entries. If she runs it in Japan, the application inserts the Japanese entries, and so on. In this way, the publisher localizes the software to any market included in the substitution table. If the programmers perform the localization in this way, a translation company can perform the software localization in a very straightforward manner. They do this by completing the substitution table. An English publisher could deliver the substitution table with the English entries, and a request for a set of Japanese entries, and the translation company can do the rest. Alternately, a publisher can also localize established software, with a hard-coded English user interface. They may have done this because the company was not sure if the software would be successful, and they wanted to prove the software before investing in the localization. They may also have done this because of limited development funds. In this case, they can use the revenue stream of the successful product to pay for localization. The most flexible process requires the programmers replace the English word groups with placeholders as described before. Then they can generate a substitution table. If cost is still a limitation, then they can also hard code a version in another language with less effort. These are the processes which allow a software publisher to extend their products into new markets where different languages are spoken.